beluga blood mixed with water on the boat ramp by the Dillingham City Dock. A crowd hovered around Cade and Daryl Woods of Dillingham and Rebecca Ozina of Little Diomede as they cut the edible skin and blubber and put it in plastic totes. Frank Woods, Cade and Daryl's father, coached them.
Just cut, Daryl, cut along the last ribbon, leave it there. Follow it along.
The community showed up in force when Frank Woods announced their catch on the Dillingham Trading Post Facebook page. Lines of cars brought people with their totes and trash bags. The successful hunters shared their meat with everyone who came. It took about 2 hours to process the whole animal. Cade Woods said the three were out commercial fishing for silver salmon when they noticed a pod of belugas.
We noticed one was nosing up to the beach and trying to get salmon. So we went up right to it and fired one shot, missed, and got it with the next one.
Rebecca Ozina said her family in Little Diomede, over 500 miles away, celebrated the catch with a traditional dance.
Right after we landed the beluga, I called home, and right now they have Russian relatives, and they're in Diomede right now celebrating a family reunion. And I asked them to announce it so they could celebrate for us. Because when they land whales, they have a really big Eskimo dance celebration. Other people from different villages would come in and Eskimo dance and celebrate and feast. So I'm happy they are celebrating for us.
In Bristol Bay, an average of 23 belugas are reported harvested each year. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the population of belugas in the bay is stable, and that number is well within a sustainable harvest size. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.